for heart and body extract.
The White House is telling us to prepare for the worst when it comes to this oil spill in Louisiana, and now it's all on BP's shoulders. What's the latest there? We have the skinny. How about this tornado? Whew, ripping up Arkansas every week, folks. I say it, Mother Nature, and it usually is on a Sunday or Monday show here on America Tonight. Hey, Kate Delaney, always happy to be swinging for the fences with you, and you can throw in your two cents at any time, left, right, anywhere in between, whatever nook and cranny you hail from. This is a show about water cooler buzz, baby, and we got a ton of it. Lots happening. Who knew? And, of course, we all know that New York is still a terror target, but once again it was proved out. Times Square had to be evacuated at a height of popularity on the weekend. Great temperatures, 6 o'clock in the evening, when an SUV was smoking. Smoke was coming out of an SUV that was loaded with bomb materials. I mean, it was loaded, including propane tanks and gasoline containers, clocks with batteries, the tick, tick, tick. Certainly somebody wanted to blow up some people in Times Square. Everybody has an opinion on this. So for the official opinion from the Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, which is making the rounds lately, first with the immigration deal in Arizona and the borders, and now with this New York City bomb. In fact, could it be terrorism?
Well, we're taking this very seriously, and with the New York City Police Department, with the FBI, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, we are treating it as if it could be a potential terrorist attack. The derivation of that, we do not know, and that's what the investigation will tell us. I would say it's more than a lot of nothing, but less than particular suspects. There's a lot of forensic information due in part to the placement of the vehicle, where it was. There's a lot of cameras, a lot of other things in that area that you don't have in some other places. So the forensics are all being worked intensely and have been being worked intensely overnight.
All right, so you heard that there, the part, she's part of the Sunday Swirl on one of the Sunday cable shows, and the thing is that she's right about that. The area where it happened, there's so many tourists, there's people with video cameras everywhere you look, so the chances that they might be able to get something on video, they already have. They have somebody suspicious looking back, looking like something's happened, trying to get away from the Pathfinder, because that's what it was. It was a Nissan Pathfinder, having a couple of different shirts, changing a shirt to try to change appearance. So who it is, can they find the person? Originally it was thought there was a license plate on the back. They traced the license plate to an owner who had gotten rid of the car, was at a junkyard. The junkyard now will have to answer questions as to the plates. But there's definitely something here that reeks of terrorism. But what kind of terrorism? Just a random nut job, the American version, somebody who's a want-to-be Al-Qaeda operative, somebody who, in fact, is radicalized, somebody who is none of the above. It's anybody's guess at this point, and that's really what you're doing. You're guessing. I've talked to enough people about suspicious things that have happened lately, but particularly this. I mean, this is huge, the fact that it's a tourism mecca. Our biggest city in the United States already slammed once, losing, what would we lose, 3,000 souls, including the Pentagon and what happened in Shanksville, the plane that went down. So New York is always ground zero for terrorism and terrorism threats, which is why it was so crazy and still is, because this is not off the table, in talking about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and trying him and the four others who are supposedly involved with what happened on 9/11 would be so ridiculous, because what a nightmare it would be trying to secure the courthouse and all the areas around it, not to mention the cost, but the securing aspect of it, very, very tough. So if anything, this was just another wake-up call. Hello, you're never safe. We are not safe. And who is it? Random? Somebody connected? There's already an extremist website taking the responsibility for it, but it seems like it's a bunch of hogwash. And all the leads are being tracked down. That's it at this point. Everything is on the table. And the idea is to downplay it because you don't want that out there. But everything, really, from what I understand, is on the table. And that bomb could have been a massive fireball going down the streets right by Broadway with so many people who, especially at that time of day, no question, were milling about. And the good news is bomb squad gets there. They haul off the SUV eventually. Of course, it didn't happen until the wee hours, but nobody was around. Nobody was hurt. It did not go off. That's the good news. Sadly, not great news when it comes to the Arkansas tornado. It hit one street, and then you have not too far away, a couple of states over, the Tennessee floods that killed, and, you know, the weather that they were getting killed at least 11 people. It's weird because, you know, they were scheduled for a massive amount of rain, but I didn't realize how bad it was. It's some of the worst flooding that they've had in decades. So 11 at this point could even be more, but just overwhelmed with a wall of water. That's what it was. You had highways that were closed and thousands of people are not in their homes tonight. They're homeless, evacuating hotels and nursing homes, and city streets became parking lots and of raging rivers. And anybody who's experienced a flood, you know how rapidly that comes on. So 20 inches of rain. And this is the worst part of this, too. I mean, that's pretty bad, but now they're expecting more rain. So more people are trapped and there's water rising around them, and it's a scramble just to try to get to people. And some of the bodies were recovered from a flooded house in Nashville, another from a car that was floating upside down on a flooded road. So there was two guys who had gone tubing on a creek, and they're missing. So there are other people that are being searched for, too. And you've got the creeks in the Cumberland River, which is a huge river. That's near a flood level at this point. But 20 inches of rain since Saturday. And it's spreading toward our friends in Kentucky. And we certainly saw that with the Kentucky Derby, the kind of weather that they were slammed with in Louisville. And that continues to pound those areas. And it's more about rescue and recovery at this point. Then it's going to be dealing with the shelters, and they're dealing with the shelters now, but dealing with the floods and what interstates are down. 24, some of you traveling, listening to me, I know you call the show, 24, 40, and 65 around Nashville were shut down. I understand they're supposed to open up, but sad stuff for the people in that area, and we're sorry for that, boy. Mother Nature, like I said, once again rearing her ugly, ugly head. What's going on with the oil spill? And we'll catch up on a few other things that's getting some buzz across the planet, not just here in the United States. We'll talk about all that more coming up around the bend on ATN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
At the end of the hour, Obama versus Leno. No, Leno's not trying to steal the presidency from Barack Obama. But the president might have stole the spotlight from Jay Leno at the correspondence dinner. You can be the judge. Coming up in our last segment, we're going to let you hear a little bit of both of them, and you decide who you think is funnier. I'll say this once again on a lighter note, because it was a lot of fun doing the trifecta challenge. Nobody nailed the trifecta. Boy, Philip in Kentucky had me convinced that he nailed it. We also had Dave in Vermont. He had me convinced that he nailed it. Dr. E in Kentucky, he was taking a stab in the dark. We all are taking a stab in the dark. But nobody got it. Nobody hit the Derby numbers. And, of course, it's difficult because the track, some of the things changed as far as the odds on the horses, which they always do. But there's a difference between a horse that runs well on a firm track versus a very muddy track. And those conditions were harsh in Kentucky. Part of that rain that I was talking about that slammed Tennessee and flooded so many of those areas, it was tough getting in and out of Churchill Downs. And you could see the mud was very, very thick, which can be extremely dangerous, too, because of the way some of the thoroughbreds run. But it turned out to be a clean race and an exciting race for Todd Pletcher and Super Saver, the horse that won, and the jockey, who Calvin Burrell, who won again for his second back-to-back Derby, which I don't think has ever happened. There's been many repeat mounts where a jockey has won on different horses and different times, but not back to back like that. And especially he had a horse that was certainly one of the favorites, but he had a long shot the year before in Mind That Bird, 50-1 odds. So cool. Had to be exciting for him. Had to be exciting for Pletcher and all the people who had a little wager for fun on Super Saver. If you were wagering on this, what are the odds that the oil that is gushing out of the Gulf of Mexico at this point, those waters near Louisiana, in Louisiana, near New Orleans, what are the chances that this BP platform that sunk and the well that is spewing all over the place, what are the chances it will hit the shores of Florida? I wouldn't have said they were pretty good, that they were pretty remote in the beginning. Now I'm not so sure. Cleanup costs at this point, about $6 million a day. Because you're talking about remote subs that are trying to close that well and the drilling rig that has to, that's needed, that you have to have to permanently cap the well, and the boats that are trying to corral and get rid of the oil from the water, which is an almost impossible task. You've got the Coast Guard, you've got the Navy. I mean, it's a lot of dough that's being spent on this, but cleaning it up is the key. And on land, it's even more labor intensive than some of the things that I just mentioned to you. If it gets to that point and you've got people that have to put up barriers and then they have to scrub beaches down, you've seen photos of that before. And if you have to skim the wetlands, ooh, man, BP to be even bigger. I mean, even bigger. So there are all kinds of aspects of this. Now you're talking about lawsuits. That's what you would naturally assume. You're talking about livelihoods. You're talking about the economy in that area and the economy probably in the rest of the United States. How much does this affect oil? What does this do to all of us across the country when it comes to pulling up at the pumps? All questions that we're asking ourselves at this point. So as part of the Sunday swirl, the Secretary of the Interior, did you know who that was? Ken Salazar talked about what's happening at this point.
There have been about 30,000 wells that have been drilled in the Gulf Coast. We have not only British Petroleum with their best global experts taking a look at this, but also all of the global oil industry coming to the attention of this crisis and seeing what they can do. There is no doubt at all here that what has happened is the blowout prevention mechanism at the bottom of the well is defective. While there have been blowouts in the past, we have never seen anything that has been quite at this magnitude. So our job is basically to keep the boot on the neck of British Petroleum to carry out the responsibilities that they have both under the law and contractually to move forward and to stop this spill.
All right, so you heard that, to keep the boot on the neck of BP. We know for sure, at least I believe, that this is going to be pretty tough to convince the naysayers of offshore drilling. For now, the president is holding firm on it because he's the one who said, let's forget about the moratorium on offshore drilling. This is what we have to do moving forward. We have to be able to use the resources that we can go after. And, of course, getting those leases and building those platforms and getting that oil is key. Now we may have one of the biggest disasters ever when it comes to an oil spill. Still, at this point, we can put it in those terms, but we don't know for sure. It's just definitely headed in that direction. I'm wondering if this sours anyone. I said this last week at one point on our very last show heading into the weekend. Does this sour anyone who was for offshore drilling on doing that? 800-259-5791. I would say for my part, no, because accidents happen. It's horrific. It's awful what's happened with this platform. I really want to know what blew up that platform. What started the explosion? What sent the platform down? And what's responsible? What or who or accidents? What was it? Is there something more sinister involved? I don't know. That's really, to me, reveal what has happened behind this. And moving forward, there's no question. We have no choice. I mean, we cannot continue to be dependent on, I don't care if it's our neighbors to the north in Canada or the amount from the Middle East. We can't continue to be dependent on foreign oil, and we have to wean ourselves off of the completely oil-dependent society anyway, because we're so behind the times. But whose fault is that? It's the same dead horse we keep beating, so I hate to go back into the barn and do it again, but it's because things that should have happened before didn't. The electric car is a great example. Now there's a scramble. All these different auto manufacturers talking about what they're doing, bigger, badder, with the hybrids, with electric cars and what the future is going to hold in that area. What about nuclear power? I mean, these are all things that are beyond where we are. I mean, this is technology that's out there that's already a given and that could have been really honed at this point since those cars were available and were taken off the street. One of our great listeners here on America Tonight, Kathy in Michigan, who now has a work schedule that conflicts a lot with America Tonight, but she was a great caller, and she actually sent me a fascinating documentary about how GM killed the electric car. If you ever want to watch something interesting about technology and people protecting their turf, that's the movie to watch. I think you can rent it if you go to Netflix or probably Netflix or maybe even Blockbuster. They have it as well. But the point of telling you this is you really get even more of the story of what really happened. So now it's a scramble to say, well, we have to do this. We have to wean ourselves off of the dependency we have on others when it comes to oil. So I would say you can't. You've got to move forward with offshore, you know, oil rigs and the drilling. You have to drill, and it should have been done before. Now the timing couldn't be more disastrous with this big catastrophe in the Gulf. You know, they say timing is everything. So when we size up this cleanup and we size up what's going to happen with the big fight on the Hill, and we really see the offshore drilling and see that all lifted, it wasn't a shoo-in to begin with, but now it's a chance that this could fall by the boards at least for a little while. And we've seen that happen before. It's like immigration. So now you take a step back and then you come back to the table, and here we are. This is something that could have been done before but wasn't done. So you take as many precautions as possible, obviously. That's why what happened on that BP platform is key. What happened? What caused that explosion? What caused that oil spill? Now it's about the cleanup and the future and the disaster that economically could certainly affect many of us in America, possibly all of us. And I think it would touch us all in some way if you get that oil all the way to the Florida coast. 800-259-5791. Odds and ends coming up.
You know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand-name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
But certainly we know we've talked about the bomb in New York City and that Pathfinder, who oh who is responsible, and the video cameras all over the place, what they actually captured and how quickly they evacuated Times Square, which is the good news. And then the other catastrophe, the oil spill in Louisiana. This is a whodunit in both of these cases. What happened? It's always that question, who, why. And that's what we're talking about, that and a whole bunch of other things that we mix up here and put a little machine we like to call America tonight. My name's Kate Delaney, 800-259-5791. Tomas in Michigan, you have the floor. Hello.
Hey, Kate. Why? You going to start a rap career there?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, with my singing, even just rap, I couldn't do right.
I should do something with that. Look, just spin it up, you know, multiple. Maybe T-shirts. Why. Kate
Delaney. Exactly. There you go.
I find it strange that I don't hear anybody saying, you know, this could go on, this oil spill, this oil coming out of the bottom of the sea there could go on for X amount of time. I mean, isn't it interesting that no one has said, if we don't stop it, it will go on for X amount of time?
Talked about that. We've talked about the fact that they're talking about it could be 3 months. Can you imagine that it could hit the shores of Florida?
No, but it could go on for 3 months? Is that
Yes.
Okay.
3 months?
Well,
yeah, isn't that crazy? I talked about that a while ago. Yeah, 3 months is what they're saying. That's the scary part, Tomas. Imagine the economics of that, all kinds of things. Then you can talk about what's happening in the sea, the people who make their living there. Ultimately, what does that do for offshore drilling? Environmentalists are more than furious and planning rallies and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, you know, then maybe those 3 months, I mean, maybe the earth does have a lot of oil, Kate, you know? Think about it. If we can keep on pumping out oil 24/7 for 3 months, maybe somebody has been telling us the truth. All right? Think about that. The oil is pumping out of the earth at full speed 24/7 for 3 months. I got a feeling there's a lot of oil down there, Kate. So,
oh, I think there's a lot of oil down there, absolutely. Just ask the Venezuelans who are trying to tiptoe up and around in the Gulf. And certainly, you know, off of Florida, I think there's a lot off of the coast there, too. We know that.
Well, they find out somebody did that on purpose. It's going to be an interesting race to see who can cover it up first. But
Let's hope they find out who did it. Boy, that's key. I mean, Tomas, you're messing with people's... You know what they say? It's like you mess with a man's paycheck. That's not a good thing. They're messing with a lot of people's paychecks here, for sure, with this spill. I mean, it's sad that the 11 guys also on that rig were killed. So who done it? Who did it? We want to know.
Yeah, well, I learned something on your show tonight, Kate. Thank you very much. 3 months.
Okay. That's a long time. Yep. Thanks, Tomas.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so you think... The depths of the ocean and, again, what's happening to the shores and what will happen to the life there, the shrimp, et cetera, all the stuff, the fish that is so plentiful in that Gulf area. And to me, even the scarier scenario is the possibility of it making that turn and hitting the Florida coastline. Mm. The BP chairman was quoted with probably the best line in how to describe what it's like. He said, stopping the leak is like performing open-heart surgery at 5,000 feet. This spill is definitely on target to be the worst in history. So what ultimately this catastrophic potential, I mean, this is a very dark scenario, my friends, that is being played out. I think ultimately that's why how did this happen, all that sort of stuff is so vital to the discussion. But that part of it, the investigation, isn't really the focus at this point. And, of course, it's not the focus. The focus is, damn, we got to clean this sucker up. Are you kidding me? 3 months? We can't have that happen. So if we got to feel like we're performing this so-called open-heart surgery, then we got to do it, get the surgeons down there. Get them down there. That's what we have to do. And, of course, absolutely, to avert as much of this disaster as possible is what, you know, really, honestly, this is what has to happen here. Because every day that goes by is another, it's a ticking time bomb of a different sort, not like the one on Times Square, but of a different sort for offshore drilling. More importantly, for all the livelihoods of the people along that coastline and then the Floridians, and it will trickle down. It will trickle down, trust me, to the rest of us, because oil prices would be affected. Yes, there are other oil sources, but if you really pay attention to how much is being lost here, it would be easy to recognize economically just how crippling this could be. So when we talk about BP and what they'll be taxed with, who cares about that? I mean, yeah, whatever. You got to pay for it. You screwed up. It's your company. You're making a crap load of money, and then this stuff all spoils. That's, you know, hey, it spills and it spoils. It's all on you, brother, and of course it is. But that still doesn't take away from how do you got people that are going to lose livelihoods, and how do they make it up? And you know, then how it spreads ultimately through the rest of the country if it continues to get worse. You know, that ultimately that's the thing with this unprecedented disaster. Wow. Strange thing happened in my neck of the woods. I said this was odds and ends. So sometimes odds and ends includes some crazy, ridiculous stories. And I thought somebody was playing a joke on me, but I earlier in the day got a text message that said, hey, what's the deal with the bull that's not too far from where you are? There's a bull that's charging down one of the roads. I naturally assumed it was a joke. Okay, here's a little dig at cattle or something. But lo and behold, the police were forced to actually put a bull down. They had to shoot a bull because it charged an animal control person who was trying to use one of those tranquilizer guns on a bull. And it was on Interstate 30 near Arlington, Texas. And if you know the name Arlington, Texas, you'll recognize it as the home to the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers, too. Happened at a weird time at about 7 o'clock in the evening, and the bull was just awful. The bull was beating itself into, I mean, just blood was pouring out of the bull from cars on the highway. So they had to shoot the bull, and that's what it did. It went after the worker who was trying to just put the bull down. What a strange thing that must have been for the people who are driving on the interstate, and then to see this happen, or to see the bull come toward them. Isn't that one of the oddest stories? You think of a bull and how massive a bull is and the strength of a charging bull, and that's what was happening with these cars. Crazy. And just ramming. I mean, we're talking about cars just ramming this bull. And like I said, you would recognize Arlington, many of you listening, from the fact that it's the home of Jerry Jones World, the brand new stadium, which is going to be the Super Bowl this coming up year, well, really next year, for next year's Super Bowl. And there it is, little old Arlington, Texas, and somehow a bull got loose. Crazy. All right, we move on to something else that we've talked about a little bit when we mentioned business, but here we go again with the possibility of let's strike a deal. They're talking about Continental and United are really close to a deal to combine, and they're going to call the combined airline United, and of course they're going to call it United, and it's going to be run by the Continental's CEO, and the United CEO becomes the chairman. That's how it works. You just move the pawns around on the board, and all the big players, naturally, they're going to be okay because they'll just get a bigger piece of the pie. But it's the other people. It's the workers. What happens to the workers when you have an airline that merges? The deal values, I guess, Continental at about $3.2 billion. And what it means is you have to do the whole antitrust thing. But in combining it, it would leave the United States with just three big international airlines. That would be Delta, the new United, and American. U.S. Airways does fly internationally, but its international traffic is pretty, it's boutique-y, it's pretty small. So you're pretty much integrating, I guess, the pilots. The union cannot be happy about this, I would think, unless they're fully protected, and that's not going to happen because you're going to have to merge jobs, I would think. But the union probably will just stick up for the pilots and try to make sure every one of them is placed. But when you merge like that, I think it's going to cut that workforce. But what does it mean for us, the travelers? Less choices? Does it mean it's going to be even more expensive in the air? Already we're getting nickeled and dimed to death. Could mean that. Stay with us coming up. No mystery here. Obama versus Leno. Who wins? Wait and see.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Racks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Racks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Racks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanracks.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you want to like it.
You swinging for the fences like my Philadelphia Phillies. Can you say, yeah, we crushed the Mets? None of you care. I'll say, I wish we could nail the culprit of what happened at Times Square, and let's hope they do soon. Conspiracy theories run amok, but I don't care about that so much as whoever it is, they need to nail the SOB as soon as possible, because this isn't funny. It's not funny to almost detonate any kind of a bomb at Times Square when you think of the people who could have been hurt by that, and who knows how many, since it's such a crowded area at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Thank goodness smoke comes out. It's the attempt is thwarted, whatever was going to happen there. There was definitely the potential for something that could have been an incredible blast, I would think, with the amount of material they had in that Pathfinder, but it didn't happen, and thank goodness that's the good news. Now it's a question of, they have this video that has the possible SUV bomb suspect in the alley. Nail him. Get to him now. Let's find out what the deal is, okay? So let's lighten the load a little bit. We thought we'd have a little fun, because the correspondence dinner, sometimes a lot of controversy comes out of it. In fact, the last time I was talking about a correspondence dinner, we were talking about a comedian who some people thought went too far. It was Wanda Sykes, who I think is hilarious. And I went back and listened to some of the stuff she said, and I didn't think she really was that over the line. But there were a lot of people that thought she was. And she got hissed at a little bit, even in the room, and that's the idea. And there's been others who have done it, whether it's Don Imus or whoever the comedians are that have been served up to do the dinner. So now you have a guy like Jay Leno, who was embroiled in a lot of controversy, let's face it, this past year with the whole battle over The Tonight Show and Conan O'Brien and all the late night guys stirring it up and throwing in their 2 cents. So who's funnier? Jay Leno, who's entertaining, supposed to entertain at the correspondents' dinner, or the President of the United States? First, we're going to let you hear Jay Leno.
I can see the White House press corps very excited tonight. This is about as close to White House press conference as they've had in a year. So this is it. So enjoy it while it lasts. Yeah.
I'm not looking over. Is he laughing?
Now, somebody on the news have mentioned the president getting a little gray since taking office, but he's had his share of stress, tough economy, 2 wars, healthcare fight, Iran, North Korea, his mother-in-law moving in with him. Huh? I think that would break most men. And sometimes the press can be one-sided. As you mentioned, all during the election, they would ask things like, is Obama black enough? Is Obama too black? It's never the other way around. Is John Boehner orange enough? Is he too orange? We never hear that. And our hats off to Michelle Obama, has made childhood obesity one of her causes. Yes, congratulations. She has started a more intense program. It's called Leave No Child with a Bigger Behind. And I think that's going to be a wonderful.
All right, so you heard the audience. You heard some of his jokes there. Probably the best one in that was the Michelle Obama thing, the last thing that he said. And here is a snippet of the president.
Good evening. Yeah, Ed's right. I work a lot. And so I wasn't sure that I should actually come tonight. Biden talked me into it. He leaned over and he said, Mr. President. This is no ordinary dinner. This is a big meal. It's been quite a year since I've spoken here last. Lots of ups. Lots of downs, except for my approval ratings, which have just gone down. But that's politics. It doesn't bother me. Besides, I happen to know that my approval ratings are still very high in the country of my birth. So, I am glad that the only person whose ratings fell more than mine last year is here tonight. Great to see you, Jay. I'm also glad that I'm speaking first, because we've all seen what happens when somebody takes the time slot after Leno's.
All right, I gotta say, I mean, hey, hats off to the press. We got a lot of serious things happening, but he took the time to make a few jokes that were better than Leno's. So my vote goes to the press on this one. Matt, how about you? Who do you think was funnier, though? I almost think I know the answer to this.
Yeah, definitely Obama. Leno, I couldn't even get through his whole segment because there was more stuff I wanted to use, but I got sick of listening to him. I don't know. Obama, he showed some self-deprecation about his approval ratings and the whole thing with his birth country. I thought that was pretty funny. And then took some shots at Leno, the supposed professional comedian, too. So I think he did a better job.
I think he did a better job, too. We're in agreement, absolutely. And you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Who was funnier, the Prez or Leno. Speaking of Leno, coming up on our next show, you might have caught it. There's so much going on, but perhaps you took 5 seconds to watch. Or maybe you took 60 minutes to watch. 60 minutes. On 60 Minutes, there was an interview, a pretty candid interview, I guess, with Conan O'Brien, and we're going to have a little bit of that on our next America Tonight. Matt and I like Conan O'Brien, and we think he got screwed, frankly, in his deal. But, you know, like he said, I'm not crying any real crocodile tears for him because he was able to protect his staff, and he walked away with $30 million. And he's got a new gig now with TBS that will start in the fall, and that's the good news on that. But it was kind of sad to watch the way that NBC pulverized Conan O'Brien and did that crazy dance with Jay Leno. What they should have done is, a long time ago when they were having contract negotiations, then just tell Conan O'Brien, we think you're fabulous, but we can't make any guarantees because Jay Leno's got the spot, and he's getting the ratings, and we think you're our future, but he's the guy right now, and then not get into that whole 10 o'clock thing. But that's when you hedge your bets. That's when you're just trying to cover your assets, right? And that's what they were trying to do. Kind of reminds me of Goldman Sachs. Goldman didn't tell the SEC about the mortgage moves for months. This isn't a shocker to any of us, right? So you wind the clock back to December 2006, and that company was frantically trying to shed billions of dollars in risky mortgage securities and pick up some exotic insurance to protect themselves against what they concluded was the collapse, or would be the collapse, of America's housing market. They knew it. For 9 months, until September 20th of 2007, because this happened in actually December of 2006, the Wall Street mega giant, Goldman Sachs, didn't disclose anything in any of the filings, any of this, with the SEC. Didn't do it. They didn't do it in telephone conferences or any of that kind of stuff. Nothing in press releases. None of that. And a great news organization, McClatchy, I think they're good. They're solid. They've been reviewing hundreds of pages of subpoenaed company records that the Senate panel released, and as well as the filings, and they're showing how closely the company really guarded that secret. So, are they too big to fail civilly? I think they get poked for sure. But is there some opening here criminally? That's the question, my friends.
There's a four horse in the first race. Puffing at it.
I didn't know he was going to win.
It's a lock.
But it rained last night.
Exactly. This horse loves the slough. It's in the bloodlines. His father was a mutter. His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter?
What did I just say? Come on, let's go for the office. I'm going to call my bookie. Hey, don't tell anybody.